Welcome back, everybody. Today's a very special episode because...
Why is it special? I thought last episode was the special
one. No, but today's a very...
This is episode two.
Today is a
very... What is so special about two?
Today is a very, very special episode because Thornel's not here today. All right. Instead, I got Timmy Turner to be on my podcast, which I think is just
amazing. I was about to curse at you.
It's just amazing. By the way, guys, fun fact. This is how I'm starting this intro. If you watched the last podcast, which if you haven't, definitely go back and do it.
I thought it was
fantastic.
I ate while editing.
You did
that
good
one.
Editing, by the
a
way.
A couple
Thank
dinners,
you.
Actually. It took me a while.
Thornel cursed a whopping. I went back and counted.
You
I'm
not
exaggerating. I went back and counted. Thornel cursed a whopping 32 times. 32 times. Go count for yourself after you watch this dope intro right now.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
We look at forward. We look at backwards.
It's you. It's me. It's us. Season 4. Because why not?
Because why not?
Welcome to Nerd Slash.
Welcome to the pod.
In my head, I had the little build-up music that, like, you know, like we do. How was your day? How was your week? How was your month? How was your year?
Do I start from the beginning or the end?
This is the end. Sorry.
God, he's in a mood today.
I like Skyfall. I like James Bond movies.
I wish that they would make the new one.
Is
with what's his name?
Something's never changed.
The British man who's super buff.
Henry Cavill?
No. The other one.
Henry Cavill?
No, the one that they said that should have been James Bond.
Idris Elba?
Yes, Idris Elba.
Okay. I don't think he's confirmed.
I kind of like
from
it.
From what I remember from the last movie, they were setting up... See, now you've infected me because I forgot her name, but she's a good actress. They were setting her up
no
to
way
be
I
like
known.
The next 007. I like how we already immediately like diverge. How was your week, Dodo?
Nope, we're not going to talk about that opinion.
No.
You know when you have opinions in your head and then they play through your head? Like,
whisper it in my ear I'll tell you if
it's like a problematic opinion.
Okay. Were you going to say James Bond shouldn't be a woman?
No. No, that would
he
be
thought
dope,
about it,
right?
He thought
That'd be
about
dope.
It.
You know how James Bond has a license to kill?
Yeah.
I think that there should just be a certain subsect of people in society that have a license to punch, right? And their job is just like it has to be. There's rules by it, but if they see someone just being the worst, right? They have the license to just go up and deck them.
I'm really glad that you self-censored yourself.
I'm gonna self-center myself.
Mind you.
No.
It's not like we've been getting flagged on YouTube. It's not like people have been complaining. I just think it's funny that Thornel, every third word in his vocabulary.
It's not every third word. That was a 45-minute podcast, and I only cursed 32 times. And I know. Because you told me, but
I'm
I also know
at,
how long.
I'm bad at math, but let's do that for a second, right? Uh-huh. The podcast was 45 minutes.
Yes.
If you cursed 32 times, that means you were at least cursing an average
of
at least once every minute, 30 seconds, at least.
Yes.
That's rough.
I know, man.
Put some soap in your mouth.
It's just, you get me so mad.
What brand of soap would you put in your mouth if you had to put soap in your mouth? I feel like you're an Irish spring
guy. You know the
guy.
Soap that you need to use after you get a tattoo?
Don't touch my hands.
You know the soap that
like
you have to...
Like the non-scented soap?
Yes. Yeah, the non-scented soap because there's less things in it to make you go...
I would put Irish Spring. Have you ever used like an Irish Spring bar? Irish Spring? No,
yes,
I'm saying Spring.
And I stopped because I
spring.
Grew up.
Spring. Spring Trap. Five Nights at Freddy's confirmed.
Listen, you can only say Five Nights at Freddy's when you know the lore or we play the games.
I know the lore. I know all the lore.
Or we play the games.
Because you guys spent the entire movie.
Okay.
I couldn't watch the movie because
who's...
the entire... Is that a Five Nights at Freddy?
Three, who's baby?
The what?
Who's baby?
Your baby.
We need to stop, dude.
I'm sorry. It's just, you know, you're going to...
I posted a TikTok today.
You're going to toss it up. You're going to toss it up to me. And even though I'm not good at sports, I'll hit that baseball. You know what I'm actually surprisingly good at? But like I've been told, I'm actually pretty good at throwing a football. Like that's
who told you that?
That's the one. You really want to talk? Linebacker.
I was a linebacker. Yes.
Yeah. So you're not throwing the ball.
No.
You're blocking the guy.
But
that
I
the ball.
Never said that I was good.
You're
at throwing
blocking
the ball.
Me. You're like a shield.
Hey.
You're like Reinhardt.
Hey. A linebacker doesn't block.
I like how you keep trying to instinctually touch my hand.
A linebacker doesn't block.
I can't do that. You cannot ruin the shot.
If you move, I will hit you.
It'll ruin the shot. And our producer
I'm not gonna do a counter. Never mind.
Nope. You just wanted to make more work for yourself.
I was gonna say I'm gonna do a
total touches counter.
I was gonna do a counter for every time I self-center. The sensor.
Self-center?
Sensor.
You could be a little self-centered sometimes.
So can you. Mister, right before this podcast, I need to do my hair.
I actually didn't do my hair today.
No, you did it before we got here.
No, this is my shower hair. Which, appreciate the shower hair. I'm cutting my hair, by the way.
Good.
Why good? Do you not like my long hair?
No, because it's going to be hot soon, and I think that it's just going to be really muggy for you.
I'm not a dog. It's not like I'm covered in all my hair.
Listen, as someone who used to have long hair, like long hair,
no,
right?
We don't call that long hair. I don't know what we call that. I call it...
It was long hair.
Nah, it was...
Oh, my God.
It was like...
I guess I don't know the definition of long hair.
I'm trying to find a kind way to say this. For the audience,
I had long hair, meaning I had hair up to about my, like, right under my shoulder blades.
Dude, you went to scratch your back, so I thought you were saying your hair was... Right? I was like, total. My hair was like up to here.
No.
Your hair did not go up to here.
Yes, it did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, we didn't. You are not like it.
Hey, let's just ask the guy who had the hair.
No, I'm going to go back. Your hair did not go up to here. Your hair went up to like here.
Yeah, and if you keep on going.
Oh, no, but you've been going back here.
No, I've been doing right above my shoulder blade.
By the way, I'm kind of mad at you.
Why?
You didn't say hi to the chicken today.
What did
Don't
we
you
name him?
Throw the chicken.
What did we name him?
I don't know. Dahlia came up with like a
no,
random...
No, we named him last episode.
Like a random thing.
Did we?
Thing.
No, I don't think we did last
episode.
Oh, by
the way, we won't put it on screen. But this photo, I need you to do something for a segment.
Okay.
Anyway.
There's a photo. If you ever find my personal Instagram, don't look for it.
I'll tell you what it is right now. It's the Nerd Slice.
It's
you should follow.
Private. Yeah, you should. You know what? Get us to 100 subscribers on TikTok, and I will post the picture on our Instagram.
By the way, I told you what today's sponsor was.
Who is our sponsor?
I told you to remind me, because I already forgot it.
I didn't. Okay.
You had one job.
Well.
How was your week?
In the case that we forget our sponsor for the week, our sponsor this week is, once again, Juan.
We can't.
Oh, it's always Juan.
We can't.
It's the Juan and only. I would like to make a point. I don't know what it's called. I would like to bring something up. I would like to nominate Juan into...
Juan's already in the Hall of Fame.
Golden pepperonis? What did we call it?
I don't know, but Juan's already in there. Like, how we were saying,
We needed to do a contest at the end of the year.
No, I'm scrapping that. Juan's just the winner. It's just Juan.
No, it's not the winner. We just have a Hall of Fame. We have a Nerd Slice Hall of Fame.
Okay, Juan's in it.
Okay.
Like, there's no argument to be made.
Period.
Period?
Period.
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 You put that at the end of the sentence.
My week was good. My week was fine. I was so busy working on the last podcast.
You're good.
Thank you.
I don't know how it did for your mental health, but
it was,
came out good.
It was fun, and then it was sad, and then it was really sad. And it was like fun, and then we released it, and I was like, yay!
I'm going to give you some work to do now, but it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it, okay? I just want to take a little moment to, you know, we've been doing a lot of new stuff, right? One of which, Dono, give me a little drum roll. If you guys follow us,
I actually
sure
have this sound effect because I was going to put it in the last episode.
Right?
Yes.
Our brand new logo. If you follow us on our socials, you would have already seen this.
I will put our brand new logo right here.
Our amazing,
look at it!
Our amazing producer created this logo.
And so we're giving her a raise.
So we're giving her a raise of
2 pennies.
2 pennies. But this is our new logo. Super proud of it. Your question of the day.
Well, first of all, tell us in the comments if you like the logo. And you know what? Give a shout out, like shout out to our producer, because she worked really hard on it and we're really proud of it.
Yes. And your question of the day is, we're going to be putting up a little poll soon, but what do you want to name our little mascot? I got some ideas off the top of the dome, but
Papito.
Nope, we can't.
Pepito.
Peperito? Like pepper. We'll workshop it.
That's your question of the day, though. It's your guys' choice, not ours. Well, here's what we'll post a poll. And then we'll post a poll to see the best options, and then we'll pick a few, and then we'll do a last, like a
24-hour live stream in which we all band together, eat 24 different pizza places, and name the mascot. Donald, I am not lactose intolerant. I might be lactose intolerant. Can you take a test for that?
You can.
Can
Can you take a test for
can
everything.
Can you get one of those without going to the doctor?
Someone, a lactate?
Someone get me a lactose intolerant test. Don't know where you can get that.
No, I but don't. Like,
I either have a gluten intolerance or a lactose intolerance. I'm just intolerant.
I know how to test this.
I'm not drinking a glass of milk.
You're not lactose intolerant.
But here's the
thing. You're not lactose intolerant. I know when I'm we not. Did when we did the wing challenge.
I drank a whole thing of milk.
You drank a whole thing of milk because we were dying.
But it's like weird. It's certain foods like set me off.
Yes.
Like I don't know. I just it's weird because I thought it was maybe the lactose because Tony and I one time had pizza and I'm pretty sure it was like dairy free pizza. Mm-hmm. It was from Whole Foods and it did not upset my stomach.
Okay.
But then like the
I'm
other
not
day
lactose intolerant.
The other day
sure.
I ate the hate comments and like I was shitting up a storm. You can put a sensor for that one.
No. My goal this episode is to curse less than you.
Okay. So far you're winning.
Yeah.
I'll slip you up somehow. We still haven't finished our intro. Your week was good?
Yeah, my week was good. How was yours?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fine.
Excited for this pod.
It's fine.
I was excited for the last pod. It's great.
I'm excited
for this logo that Donald once again going to put up because editor Donald does everything amazing. Our TikToks have been going good. If you guys don't follow us, go follow our TikTok.
I'm going to ask you to comment on something else, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to comment on the quality because I am trying so hard.
The quality is good.
The camera quality. I'm trying so hard.
Camera quality is good. I could see like all my pores. It made me a little self-conscious.
Honestly,
but, you know.
Dude, I edit myself for so long. My self-esteem just dies whenever I edit.
You want to just like go to the gym together? We'll just bring everyone.
When do you guys want to
make a nerd slice gym?
Either of us.
Let's make a nerd slice gym.
Let's do it.
All right. Every time
you do a sit-up, you get a piece of pizza.
You get a. That sounds so counterintuitive to the entire gym idea. Unless it's protein pizza.
Protein pizza.
Protein pizza. That is a thing. I'm gonna get serious for a second.
When are we ever serious?
We're serious a few times.
Okay.
Something occurred in pop culture before we started recording this episode that I just wanted to touch on a little bit.
Okay.
Which is, if you guys are not familiar, which I'm pretty sure everyone and their mother is familiar with, the creator of Dragon Ball, Akira Toriyama, passed away. Obviously, we don't really get too much into topics like these, but I think it's important for because of what we talk about and for the subject that we always cover that we just pay our respects. Obviously, Dragon Ball had a huge impact on not just media in Japan, but media overall.
Yeah.
And sort of the legacy that it created is going to be felt for a very long time.
Yeah. I will say I'm not that big of a Dragon Ball fan. I think I've shit on it a couple
you
times.
That's one.
We are even. Yeah. I think I've ragged on it a couple times during this podcast, but like I'm not gonna put it aside how important it was to everything that I love when it comes to anime and stuff like that. It is very sad. It's a very sad passing. It was sad when we lost. I wish I knew his name so that we could give like be respects with the Berserk mangaka as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that we lost Akira Toriyama. There will never be another Dragon Ball ever, and he dies being one of the most important people in popular culture.
So for Akira Toriyama, and I believe it was Kentaro Miro.
Kentaro Mira, yeah.
Miro, yeah, Mira.
The
creator of Berserk.
The press releases, I'm going to call them press releases. They were just comments by the creator of Naruto and One Piece.
Oh, broke me.
Earth shattering.
Yeah, broke me.
Earth shattering.
I believe it was Oda who went, I hope heaven is as good as you like represented it. And I went,
my favorite is the picture that was going around of like
him at the gate
and the guy was like with a little tear.
Yeah, like, oh, you're here.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, just to quickly, like I said, just we wanted to pay our respects to family, friends of obviously Akira Toriyama and all the millions of people that his creations, because Dr. Slump was also a big thing.
Yeah.
Other than Dragon Ball, created for billions of people to enjoy and inspired. So I just wanted to talk about that for a little bit. Moving on to a whole different side of media. So the Oscars happened.
Oh, I do have opinions on this.
All right. I'm going to get the bad out of the way. Dog, no shade, but like Jimmy Kimmel is not it.
It was whatever. Listen. Whoever it is, if it's not... The thing is that the Oscars is so watered down if it was like the Tonys, where like they go into it, like they lean into it, fine. But they always have these comedians that their job is to be funny or whatever.
But the thing is, it feels like they're always trying to like poke at people, and it just seems like in bad taste. I'm okay with humor.
But that's the thing is that's.
But like they brought up the fact that Robert Downey went to like jail 7 times, like at least 9 times.
Yeah, but the thing is that's now like a tradition in the Oscars where they rag on the people being honored. Obviously, in some Oscars, that turns out worse than we would want it to.
Oh, I never told you, by the way. So what? I finally watched Oppenheimer.
Oh, congrats!
Yeah, I was.
What'd you think?
I was.
And
I,
there's a right answer to this.
I liked it. I liked it. Obviously, I feel
is that
like.
It?
Let me. Can I get into it? I'm gonna become the TikTok that Anthony keeps sending. I liked it a lot. I do feel like I would have enjoyed it more in the theater.
Oh, 100%.
I was trying to like.
You want
to
go see it in 70
like,
millimeter?
Tone in. You keep saying that. Are they still playing in 70 yes. millimeter? Then sure, we can watch it in 70 millimeter. My brother watched it in 70
millimeter. Our producer
millimeter.
Is going crazy, so I think she's
we
down
can
to.
Watch it in 70 mil. Right. Sure. I liked it a lot. I understand now the conversation about the performances.
Yeah.
And all the people involved in the film. I do think it's a. It was a great story that was told. Mm-hmm. All the intricacies and everything about it. I understand the hype. I understand the conversation. Yep. Still like Barbie water.
Yeah, Barbie's a...
That's just me.
Barbie's a more entertaining movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oppenheimer's just a more...
I think Oppenheimer was better on a technical level because obviously what it is. But Barbie just slaps.
Yeah.
Barbie just slaps.
So are you going to let me go down the list of the whole thing really quickly?
You
the
can.
The way that Dono does with films?
It's in front of us.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with my favorite story mm-hmm. of the night, which is... Into the Spider-Verse losing across the Spider-Verse losing to the Boy and the Heron.
Did you see what they put though?
And that they put the like listen, if we're gonna lose to the best,
the thing is
he
I
came out of retirement, made a masterpiece and said peace.
I will say, and you know, we are always very upfront on this podcast. Still haven't seen the Boy and the Heron. I really want to.
I did.
What I have heard of it
mm-hmm.
is an amazing film.
Oh,
like
incredible.
not even just they say like a contender for like mm-hmm. animated film. They said it should have been a contender mm-hmm. for actual film of the year.
Yeah,
I think Spider-Verse obviously was amazing.
I think it should have been nominated. I don't think it should have won.
What?
Boy and the Heron for movie
for,
of
for
the
movie.
Year.
Yeah,
film of the year.
I understand the being upset by Spider-Man not winning because we've talked about how we. Enjoyed it and how Spider-Verse always has those amazing details and mm-hmm. everything that it does on a technical standpoint and everything that it does from a storytelling standpoint is great. But like I said, they said it perfectly. If you're going to lose, you might as well lose to Studio Ghibli, you know? So do you have more that you want?
Yeah. I'm going to quickly go down. Billy winning for best song. That's the right choice.
I agreed. I saw the performance.
Ludwig Göransson. Yeah. The I'm just Ken.
No. Oh. We'll get into that later though. Billy,
that's the last thing we'll talk about.
Billy performing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it did great. I think she did great.
I think
great.
It was fine, but like her winning made sense. Ludwig Göransson winning for original score was the right choice.
Yeah, no.
If it was anyone else.
Listen,
do you know how they made it?
No, but I know you're going to tell me.
Can I like go
you
on a
one minute.
Okay. So they made that entire thing with an orchestra, but the problem with the thing is that they every 16 beats, they had to go faster and faster and faster. And if you've ever been a musician, that's very difficult to do. And so they didn't think they were going to be able to do it. But then when they did it in a computer, it just didn't sound good. So he wanted to do it in an actual orchestra. And one of the like composers was like, give them a chance. And so they made it that after 8 clicks, it would start telling the musicians that it was going faster. And then after 8 beats, they would go faster. And they did it live. And that's freaking incredible.
So John Cena was naked.
Okay.
Anyway.
So... best visual effects going to Godzilla.
As it should.
Period. Best supporting actress, Davine Joy Rudolph for... I got this. The Holdovers.
You got this.
The Holdovers, I believe.
Haven't seen it, but I heard her performance was very well deserved.
I'm almost positive. Like, I've seen enough of it. I haven't seen the film. I really want to see it. But mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure of all the things, she should have won that. Robert Downey winning for best supporting actress.
Deserved.
You know what? I'm happy he won it. The other people there were good too, but I'm happy he won it because he deserves an Oscar. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like it's a career Oscar, right? What is it?
You got this.
What's her name? Emma Stone winning for best actress.
Listen, continue.
Was it's the right choice. There's a part of me that wish that Lily. Won it for the Martin Scorsese film.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killer of the Flower Moon, because I watched it and the movie's fine. Listen. Right? I have a personal vendetta against Martin Scorsese because all his movies recently are the same, but she was a tour de force in that movie. But I know that Emma Stone.
So first off, my favorite clip from all the Oscars mm-hmm. is Emma Stone winning and her being like, "What the?" Like, she was like, "Me?"
She did a good job.
First off, Toto, that is probably the most insane movie yep. that I have yeah. ever watched. Our producer and I watched it.
Yeah.
And the entire time, we had a counter of like, this is strange, like 6 out of mm-hmm. 10, right? By the time the movie over, we were like in the thousands. It was so like I went into it. It was like La La Land for me, yes. which is ironic because you know that's yeah. what a thing she won. I went into this movie knowing nothing. I knew that it was just a weird movie. I left there going, that was the strangest 2.5 hours I think I've spent in a very long time. Mind you, she did good in it. Just a weird movie.
Yeah. Yorgos, if I'm not mistaken, is known for making weird yeah. freaking movies.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think it won for best like costume and set design, which was deserved. Yes. It was the costumes
you could
are cool.
have, you could have given that to Barbie, but fine.
And then finally we have for actor.
Oh, Cillian Murphy won, which it's fine.
I need a thing. Is it Cillian or Killian?
I don't know if that's
a tonal thing.
I believe that the correct pronunciation is Killian Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that when he got to Hollywood, it was like Americanized into Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I will be told in the next 5 seconds.
Who were the other nominees for Best Actor?
I can
because I know there was a whole beef that people were like, bro, Bradley Cooper fuming right now.
No.
Because he studied like 6 years for
I'm
going
to be straight with you. Mm-hmm. He should not have won it for Maestro.
Okay.
He shouldn't. I haven't seen it. It was a good...
It's Killian.
Yeah. So yeah. So Hollywood Americanized it. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense because he's like not Scottish.
Irish.
Yeah.
I like both of our brains. Both of our brains like
I immediately corrected myself. You know, he's Irish. Very vehemently like personal thing for him. So Bradley Cooper did a great job. Did I get that name right?
It's actually pronounced Bradley Copper.
Okay, so it was the right person. Bradley Cooper did a great job for Maestro, but it just, you know, it's not Oppenheimer, in my opinion. Now, mind you, Oppenheimer is Oppenheimer. So maybe it was a little bit like propelled because of that.
Speaking of Oppenheimer, it won Best Film,
which I think was fine. I think Poor Things could have won.
I think Barbie should have won.
No, Barbie would never have won. There is no universe that Barbie wins. Barbie is a great, entertaining, wonderful movie. It is not everything that those other movies were.
Also, I will say, I was roasting earlier Jimmy Kimmel, but he said something that was so true. Because they were like, yeah, like Barbie, it's like some people thought that like she should have been nominated for Best Director. And people were laughing. He's like, you're laughing. But you're the reason she's not nominated.
Yeah. Out of all the things that I feel like Barbie got stumped for, mm-hmm. I think that she should have gotten Best Director. Even if she didn't win, mm-hmm. I believe she wasn't even nominated for Best Director.
Yeah, she wasn't.
Which was wrong.
Weird.
Which was 100% it was wrong.
So strange. So Margot Robbie was nominated, right?
No.
Margot Robbie wasn't nominated either?
Margot Robbie was not.
That's right.
America.
It was just America Ferrera and Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Which I think.
And neither of them winning is fine.
Robert Downey Jr. won. Yeah, yeah.
Neither of them winning was fine to me.
I get it. It just feels like you're going to nominate this movie for best movie, but she's not even a contender for best director.
That rubs me the wrong way.
That's what I'm saying. And same thing. Like, listen, if you don't want to put Margot Robbie, that's fine. But you're gonna put Ryan Gosling when the whole point of the like it yeah. just feels so it's so funny to me that I'm just Ken.
Yeah.
The whole song was
No. But that's why I'm saying, like, I personally don't think that either of them should have gotten nominated. I think she mm-hmm. should have gotten nominated for director because what she did was incredible. I think the movie getting nominated for best film was the right thing. And I think it should have won best original screenplay. in my opinion. I understand that Anatomy of a Fall was like it's a more Oscar movie, but whatever. I mean, listen, the Oscars will never leave you happy.
At the end of the day,
the Oscars will never leave you
happy. The only thing that made me happy was the I'm Just Ken performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him grabbing the cameraman.
Him? The shot going back to him and
Emma Stone.
And I love the
everyone
memes.
Everyone going La La Land.
I love the memes that it's like, I'll see you in the movies. Oh.
Yeah. No, someone really said, wow,
my La La Land loving ass. Is that a bad word?
No.
Cool. If Evan says no, then it's not. My La La Land loving self was eating that stuff up.
You're trying so hard.
So hard over here.
I'm gonna buy you, what do you want after this?
No,
you,
nothing.
You've been doing
nothing,
good.
Nothing. Listen, let's move on because I can talk about films for the rest of this
podcast.
Do
you want an air purifier?
If you guys want to see a specific Oscar movie, like episode of something, just like a special episode, let us know. I love films
or
and
don't.
I can talk about it so much.
You don't have to let us know. You're allowed to do whatever you want.
Okay. What else? I don't plan these things. You plan these things.
I'm aware. Hey, would you fight a bear with me?
Okay.
There's logistics. He's thought about this. He's thought about
this. There's logistics. I need to know what type of bear.
A Care Bear.
Okay. Then yeah, I just freaking punted.
Care Bears have superpowers. No, I keep...
Care Bears would never fight
okay.
you. They're caring
there was,
bears.
There was a story of these two friends.
Uh-huh.
I think they were from Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who went to the hospital with injuries... But after they both fended off a bear. And now I keep getting TikToks of like the scene from Jujutsu Kaisen mm-hmm. where it's Itadori there and like Toto comes up and he goes, stand proud. It's like the duo, right? So I just kind of want to fight a bear.
I would 100% fight a bear with you.
Like, what's our tactic? What's our game plan? Like, is it like one goes high, one goes low?
No,
is one
no,
a distraction?
No, no.
Like,
one of us needs to get behind it.
Okay.
And so I think... And like, listen,
I'll be the bait. I get
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Listen, I'll be the
no,
bait.
No, no,
I'll do what I gotta
no,
do.
Hey, hey.
Hay's for horses.
I think I'm the bait.
Okay.
I think you. I need you to go fast, but I think you get the biggest rock you can find.
I'm 5'4".
And you get the biggest rock you can find, and I'm gonna go straight into that thing.
Yeah?
I'm going straight into that thing. I will get
hurt. What's your game plan, though?
No, my game plan is Evan better get here. Evan better get here fast as heck.
Or follow me here.
We run the heck
you
away.
You go right, I go left, right? And then
it's
I start.
Gonna
I start.
Follow
no,
you.
No, listen, probably. Right? I start like just jabbing, right? I just start jabbing the sides, right?
Uh-huh.
While I do that, obviously I'm gonna dodge all of its attacks because I'm just built like that, right? While that happens, right, you're going to jump up in the air, right? Mm-hmm. Hold up.
I'm running right, so I'm just running away.
No, but you're going right, and then
right?
I WWE slam
You just
people elbow was him straight on the noggin. Right, exactly. And then he's going to be dazed, right? I keep saying he. I don't want to assume this bear's gender, mm-hmm. right? But you're just there. Bears all like this, mm-hmm. okay?
Is this Yogi
no,
Bear?
No, no, no. Like- and then... No, it gets worse. And then we're going to pull the ultimate tag team. We're going to pull the ultimate tag team,
okay.
right? Because this bear's going to be stunned. This
uh-huh.
bear's expecting
yes.
us to keep going at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what it's not going to expect
uh-huh.
is for you to sit on my shoulders. And we're going to become like... How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
All right, so we'll be at least 10 feet tall, right? That's how math works.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're just going to... You're just like a sock'em, rock'em robot. Right, but while you're doing that, I'm gonna be jumping up and just kicking. Also,
okay.
We're gonna be like,
pow, pow, pow. So you got a TikTok that these two friends went to the hospital,
and
after
I thought, yeah, we could do this too.
No. After fighting a bear, right?
Yeah.
You and I are gonna end up on a TikTok where these dumb people tried to rock 'em sock 'em robot a bear and died. That's how we end.
We're not dying. We're built different.
I think
now it's a polar
listen,
bear. We're screwed.
Listen, hey, listen. I think I could. I think I would. I would fight a bear.
I think I could.
I'd fight a bear for you.
I think I could beat most animals.
I'd fight a bear for you. I think we could win because I know that if we're in like danger, you get serious. but you ain't coming on my shoulders. Theme music. It's not happening.
I have theme music playing in my head 24/7, depending on my mood. Watch, give me a mood, and I'll tell you the theme music that usually plays. Fighting a bear.
Yes.
All right. Do you know funk music?
Yes, I know funk music. Yeah. You never let me forget about it.
Just any one of those.
Okay.
All right. Next emotion.
Nope.
Next emotion.
Okay. When you are at 2 o'clock on a Thursday.
2 o'clock in the morning?
No, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday.
On a Thursday?
Yes.
All right, I got this. Do you know... Imagine like the static of a TV playing, right? Like a little white noise. But then out of nowhere, the Family Guy theme song starts playing.
Okay.
Because that's usually the mental state that I'm in by 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
For me, I thought you were going to say the American Dad theme song. I have a question for you.
Good morning. I had to think of it for a second.
Got a feeling that it's going to be a wonderful
one of these
day.
Days where I had to actually sing good. And just like the video that you had to figure out copyrighting.
Yeah, I've had to fight copyright. I will fight it again. I have a question for you. What's the worst day of
this
the week?
This is a podcast, so.
What's the worst day of the week?
I've thought of this before, okay.
I have too. Okay. I have opinions on
this. Okay. Tuesdays.
This is why we're best. I love you.
So here's the thing, right? Right.
Yes. You know,
a lot of people would say Monday because going back into work.
Yes.
Right. And mind you, I understand that sentiment.
Yeah.
Right. But here's the thing, right? Let's look at all the other days of the week. Wednesday, hump day.
Mm-hmm.
You're halfway through like the week.
There's a positive side to Wednesday.
There's a this is almost done, right? Mm-hmm. Thursdays, arguably almost as good as Fridays.
Actually, I have an opinion
because
about this.
Thursdays, what?
For me, the tier list is Tuesdays.
Are we tier listing?
Yeah. Tuesdays, then Mondays. After Mondays,
wait, you're going from worst to...
From worst to best.
So Tuesday, Monday.
Tuesday, Monday, Thursday.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Everyone thinks that Thursday is a positive day, but it's not. Because when Thursday ends, you have to be like, dang it, I have work tomorrow.
You know what my favorite days used to be?
Can I finish my tier list and then you can tell me? Please. Tuesday, Monday, Thursdays, Wednesdays, Friday, Sundays, Saturdays. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. What is your favorite?
Your name's not Ted.
I didn't listen to what you said.
I know you usually don't. You know what used to be my favorite days of the week?
Oh, yeah. Okay, what?
Wednesdays, because you could listen to the Nerd Slice podcast. However,
now it's going to be on Mondays.
It's going to be on Mondays. Yes. You're going to start your week off with some nerdy goodness.
So, new tier list. Tuesday, Thursday, then Monday.
Don't forget, Thursday. Made that up right now. It's going to be a thing. They got rid of daylight savings. What else can they do?
They didn't.
Thursdays.
They didn't get rid of daylight savings.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
They passed a bill. Can we?
In the House, it didn't get through the Senate.
I don't want to become political, but I have so many thoughts about the current state of our world right now. This will be a whole different podcast.
No.
This will be the political slice podcast.
Listen, if we start talking about politics on the podcast, you and I will become... I see a sword in the corner and we might use it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stop.
Anyway, speaking of Evan being upset at things, right? Look at me, Hollywood. Look at me straight into my soul. I'm talking to Hollywood. I'm talking about game developers. I'm talking about everything. Stop canceling things that people like would want. Just stop doing it.
Can we?
It's not okay.
Can we bring back Inside Job?
You guys will make, which I haven't seen yet, right? Haven't seen it yet.
Please?
Inside Job? Oh, please? The show. Got it. Yes.
Please?
They should. You're going to give us, like, Madam Web, which I haven't seen, but I've heard was a generic, like, the worst superhero movie of all time, right?
Worse than... I got this. No,
you got this?
I got this.
I know what you're going to say, and I...
Morbius.
There we go.
Okay.
We're
not children.
But you're going to cancel a animated Batman Beyond movie made by the creators of Spider-Verse? And you're telling me people wouldn't have watched that? You're telling me people wouldn't have watched that? You're gonna make...
People would have watched that, but it wouldn't have made a lot of money.
I think it would have made a lot of money. I think it would have been great.
I think it would have been great. I just don't think...
Batman Beyond is the equivalency of Miles Morales.
No, I know that, but like, I don't know.
Also...
I agree with you. I would have loved to see Terry McGinnis Did I get that right?
I was just really baffled that you got it right.
Cool. I would love to see Terry McGinnis in the Spider-Verse style in like either a show or a film. I think it would have been great. I would have loved it. As someone who kind of understands the industry from time to time, cost benefit, those things are hard to make. And it
yeah, but it's
may
not like they're making
made...
money off their other stuff. So, you know, why not take a risk?
They're making, oh, no, they don't own Spider-Verse.
No, they don't.
Oh, then yeah, they're dumb.
It's Warner Brothers, yeah, who's known for, you know.
Yeah, but like, listen, Time Warner's
for like canceling
dumb.
Cool projects, but, you know, spending 9 years on The Flash.
Time Warner, dumb.
Who's today's sponsor?
But Time Warner, I could fix you.
He could.
I could fix you. And listen, I've applied to a lot of your positions. And you know what? I think you missed out. I'm flying high right now.
By the way.
And I'll be flying high even more, but I could be flying high for you.
So today's sponsor is Lunchables. If you've never had them, what was your favorite Lunchables as a kid?
Did you know that Warner Brothers closed Rooster Teeth?
I didn't. I did hear about this.
I could fix you. What about Lunchables?
So let's make our own company. Chicken Mouth.
No. You're afraid of Chicken Little.
I'm not afraid of Chicken Little. It wasn't my personal fears. Do you want to know which character traumatized me as
sure.
a child? Because you already know.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog traumatized me as a kid. Chicken Little was just a cool guy.
Okay.
No one believed him.
No, he was dumb.
I believed him.
He was dumb. Okay.
I own the CD.
Hey.
So did you. You bought it with me.
Hey.
It goes the Lunchable Nacho Cheese.
Oh, we're doing a tier list for Lunchables?
It goes the Lunchable Nacho Cheese.
That is wrong.
The pizza.
That is wrong.
The little ham and cheese sandwich.
Are we talking about worst?
No, best.
No,
you're wrong. What's your best one?
The very basic ham and cheese one.
That's not the best one.
Yes, it is.
It's not the best one.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
The best one, first off, Kid Cuisine, not even on the target. Kid's Cuisine, who ate a Kid's Cuisine when Lunchables was right there?
Yeah, but like, I thought we were talking about Lunchables.
No,
not
no,
Kid
I know.
Cuisine.
I was just really.
No, no, no. Hey.
Projecting
that
my
is
hatred.
Not, that's a
for,
based opinion.
For
honestly.
Kid's Cuisine.
No, hey, you're right. You're right. Right? Lunchables, the way to go.
It's so rare that Donald says I'm right that I kind of had to bask in that for a second.
I've baffled you a lot today.
You really have. Mm-hmm. Are you?
Haha. I'm alive. Yes, this is me. I've
I need
just
to ask you
not
something
tired
only
anymore.
Donald would know.
Okay. Go ahead. If it's about someone's name.
What's a log line?
What's a log line? It's usually a like sentence that you make at the beginning of making a script or a film that kind of, it's like a brief like statement of what the film is about, and it should tell you everything that's gonna happen in the film in just a sentence. So
all right, see how he went into a 2-minute explanation? That's how I know it's him. So he's there. No, but
and
yeah.
Also, if you're writing scripts, write log lines, please. Just please.
Nachos?
Hey,
pizza?
You know who I'm talking to.
Ham and cheese.
What?
Nacho Lunchables.
Okay.
Pizza, ham and cheese.
So anything that you have to heat up is wrong under ham and cheese. Now, if you're eating the nachos cold and you still like them, I'll give it to you. I don't think that heating it up makes it better. It's a Lunchable. It's supposed to be...
Well, yeah, you're supposed to have it in like a school cafeteria.
Yeah.
You can't
and,
really
and
heat
how
it up.
Many, hey, in our school cafeteria, was a microwave readily accessible? No.
Yeah, I would walk up to your dad's class.
He didn't have a microwave.
I'm like 93% sure he had
a
microwave.
I am 1,000% sure it was my dad.
Yeah?
Yes.
It was my history teacher.
Yeah, and which one matters more?
Depends the day.
Depends the father.
I have I have a challenge. I have a thing we're going to do.
Okay.
A little thingy that our wonderful social media coordinator, whatever title we decide we give him the day of, has come up with. That has been going around TikTok, right? Which is, we're going to say a word. Any word you want, right?
Haven't we done this before?
No.
Where you say a word and I say the first thing that comes to my mind?
No. This okay. is a little different.
Okay.
We're both going to say a random word.
A
right?
random word.
And then we have to, from those two words...
Yes.
Get to the same word, right? So let's say I say ice cream and you say
cone.
No, like you don't know what the first word is. So if I say ice cream and you say like
lion.
Uno, right? We gotta somehow figure out to say the same word that coincides with those. So let's say we're both like party, right? Let's say we both see that because you can play Uno at a party and you can have ice cream at a party, right? Our goal
I would not have said party.
Our goal is from the two words get to a similar word.
Okay.
So the first word, the first two words do not matter. After that, it's where we're going to try. Okay.
So the first two words. So we have two words and then we have to get a thing. Or is it we both say...
We're both going to say... we're starting out by saying a random word.
And then we have to get the same word
after. And then
after
that, we have to like... rack our brains and be like, what do these two things have in common?
We're cooked.
We're fine. We're fine. All right, ready? Ready? We got this. Ready? We're going to do a little countdown. Okay. Ready? Donald's going to put a little timer here. Ready? Three,
okay.
Two, one.
Phone.
Lion. Okay, okay. So now we got to figure out a thing in the middle, okay? We can do this. We can do this. Lion and phone, okay? Okay. Okay.
No. The thing is that we're not going to get
okay,
it.
Okay, I think I got one. I think I got one. All right, ready? Ready?
No.
Ready?
No, I'm not ready.
All right. Well, too bad. Three, two, one.
The Witch Zootopia. In the Wardrobe. I told you it's not going to work.
Okay. Okay. It's fine.
Fundamentally
it's
different
fine.
People.
It's fine. Okay. It's fine. Okay. We have. Mm-hmm. We have Zootopia Land and Witch yes. In the Wardrobe. All right. We can do this.
Zootopia
Land.
We have to keep on going?
Yeah. So now we have to connect these two things. So we have to connect Zootopia and Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. We can do this. All right, ready? Ready? All right. Three, two, one. Go.
Movie. Goat?
Goat. There's like a goat man in the Lion, in the Zootopia
He's
and Lion, the
satyr.
Witch, and the movie. All right. So he is a satyr, yeah. if you want to be technical.
Okay.
Well, technically, satyr.
Okay,
I'm not going to get into this.
And movie. I said movie, right?
We can do goat and movie.
Did I say movie?
You said movie. I said goat. We can do this. We can do this. All right. I believe in you. Look at me. Ready? Ready?
Oh,
go to movie. All right.
No,
all right.
Wait, I forgot the name of the
wait,
movie.
We can do this. We can do this. All right, ready?
No,
ready?
No.
Ready?
No.
We got
no,
this.
No.
Three.
No.
Two.
I'm not going to get it.
Three, two, one. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
My team. Where is there a goat in Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Because it's a goat movie.
Oh. I went to Llamageddon. So Llamageddon and Everything
all right,
Everywhere,
everywhere
all, at
all at
Once.
Everything Everywhere All at Once and Llamageddon. We can do that. We can
we
do this.
Do
we
this.
We're gonna try
we
two more times.
Do this.
We're gonna try two more times.
Okay.
We can
I
do
have,
this.
I have my answer.
So
it has
have,
nothing
wait,
to do.
So yours was Llamageddon.
Yes.
And mine is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
We're not gonna get the same thing.
We are gonna get the
okay.
same thing. All right. Ready? Three, two, one.
Faster, faster.
You know that's on me. That's fair. No, that's fair. All right. All right. Velocipastor,
uh-huh.
An actor. Okay.
I don't know the name of the guy.
I don't know the name of the guy either. All right, it's fine. We got this. Velocipastor, an actor. Okay, okay.
No.
Okay. Look at me. Look at
no,
me.
No, Evan,
look at me.
It's
look
not
at me.
Gonna work.
It is, okay? I know after this one we're gonna get it. Ready? All right, so Velocipastor, actor. Ready? Okay. Three, two, one. Chris
Priest.
Pratt. He was like, with like the Velocis.
Oh,
all right, this is gonna be our last one.
From
our last
oh
one.
My god.
Our last one.
So we have Chris Pratt and Priest.
Yes.
Hey, I'm letting you know right now, if he was a priest in any movie.
I know. I don't think he's
okay.
gonna.
Okay, so I'm gonna. We're obviously not gonna do well.
It's okay.
This. I'm gonna choose a Chris Pratt movie. I'm cheating.
That's cheating.
I am cheating.
Fine. We'll see. Maybe the cheat helps.
Okay.
All right, ready? Three, two, one.
Super Mario Brothers. Yes! Yes!
That doesn't count. I can't celebrate this victory.
Okay, fine.
But we'll,
one
we'll
more
try.
Try. One more try.
But are we retrying?
We're going to try it again. We're going to only do two.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're starting from scratch.
Yes.
All right, ready? Three, two, one.
Glasses.
Pizza. Wait. We can do this. Pizza, glasses. We can do this.
Do it.
We can do this. All right. Three, two, one.
Anthony.
Yard size logo.
Damn it! Fuck you!
That one's on me. Also, you cursed.
I know. I couldn't.
Speaking of Anthony.
There's no glasses on the Nerd Slice logo.
I know, but like.
There's
like,
no glasses.
Sophie the other
Anthony's
day was going to play glasses.
Personality. Anthony's whole personality is that he likes pizza and he has glasses. It's not his whole personality.
Also,
he's a lovely
real
man.
Quick, real
but
quick.
Damn.
Real quick. Speaking of Anthony. Why are you
three.
On the floor?
Apparently.
What is this?
We have a new segment. Okay.
He's handing us.
What the heck is this? I've been handed.
I think I know what this is. So here's the Thonal. Do a little magical editing. Zoom in on this.
No, I've been given an Oreo with
something.
With something on top.
So I'm guessing you want us to try these.
So
to taste them out.
So we're gonna try these, but I'd like to preface something. And I'm looking at my camera. I know I've yelled at Evan in the past for doing this, but I'm looking at my camera. I don't like Oreos.
I'm looking at my camera. This is my camera, right?
I don't like Oreos, everyone.
This is my camera?
Yeah.
I did good. I did good today. Give me a pat on the back.
Good job.
Wow, validation.
Hey, I don't like Oreos. And so whatever this is, I'm not going to like.
All right. Do you want to do a little nice little cheers? I already know what this is.
Is that a piece of ham or turkey?
That's a Lunchables piece of ham. It's specifically a Lunchables piece of ham.
Can I say something?
It's not that bad.
I kind of like it more than just the Oreo.
It's not that... All right. So what, first off, were we right? Was this a Lunchables piece of ham with Oreos?
Oh, there it is. There's the aftertaste of Oreos.
Let me... Can I do my Evan thing?
Yeah.
If you guys want to see more of this, let us know. Because, you know, this could be a future segment. I'm going to finish it. It's actually not that bad.
I ate the turkey. Just the turkey. And then what you have to do with...
Like, here's the thing. I think it works because they're both cold. Like, if this was a room temperature Oreo, it might be worse. But I think...
So here's my rating of it. The turkey makes it better, but it doesn't save the Oreo. Because Oreos have terrible aftertastes.
So Evan's going to rate this. All right, so let's do...
Out of 5, brother.
Dog, I don't like... Out of 10.
Why? It's the same thing! It's the same thing. It 1 is bad. 2 is kind of bad. 3 is it's normal.
Okay. 1 out of 4 5. 4 is sure, great. Sure. 1
good.
Out of 5.
And 5 is great.
1 being like you would throw up if you ever ate this again.
So 1 is 5 bananas. 5
being like this is pretty. 1 is bananas. 5 is Domu wings.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give this like a 3. I don't think I would go out of my way to eat this, but like if I was like drunk at 2 in the morning and someone handed this to me, I might eat it.
I'm gonna give it a 2. Oreos usually would be a 1 for me because Oreos, and I did not say it.
Goryos?
Oreos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you were saying the baseball team.
Okay, whatever. Oreos are just a no-go. I don't like the aftertaste. I think they're bad. The ham... We've been talking about the Lunchables. I like the turkey.
You want to get Lunchables after this?
Yeah, I'd love to get some Lunchables.
No, we got to wait for Aesthetica. I promised her we would do a Lunchables day.
That's fine.
We honestly should one day just buy all the Lunchables and just
do them on a video.
Just rank them.
Yeah.
Little Lunchables tier
list. Yeah, hey, I'm willing to change my mind.
That's growth. So, questions of the day.
We
got some questions of the day. Give me a song while we get these questions of the day loaded. Okay. Give me a song to do.
Do you know...
I know every song.
Do you know the TikTok that's going like really viral on
Hoja's? Remind me because I do know which one you're talking about. Like, my coffee black, my whiskey
neat. My coffee black and my bed at 3. You're too sweet for me.
That sounds really complicated, so I'm going to do Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Questions of the day. Please don't sue us for this song.
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is in the public domain.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Joke's on you guys. Can't sue us. Please don't sue us.
The guy who did.
So I asked you guys, obviously, you know, with us kind of doing more content, right? More little challenges like we did last podcast with our game show. What kind of like challenges or ideas do you want to see on the podcast? Yeah. Who do you think's going to say it first? You always have a 50-50 shot. You are absolutely right. V Mogertov coming in with the first question. I've seen some that you have to guess the top 5 of something. Kind of similar to our TikTok that we posted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I've seen them. Like, what are the top 5?
Like car brands.
Yeah, no. How many, like, what are the top 5 teams that have won a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You have to get it. Yeah.
And
yeah,
she said it would be fun to have you guys guess, example, the top 5 anime transformations. You guys have 3 lives to guess all 5 of them. If you guess wrong, you lose life. This one seems a little more like we would have to research, but I would be.
Gear 5.
I don't even know if that one's going to be in the top 5. I think it's so
gonna
recent.
It's
going
to be in the top 5.
I think it'd be ironic.
Hey, we're going to do this, but here are my 2 guesses. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Gear 5 and Eren Yeager.
No,
the rumbling one.
No.
I don't know what it's
called.
I'm
gonna change it. Corey Baxter.
He's a criminal.
Yeah, but not the character. separate the character from the artist.
I mean, he kind of
Kanye West a little cray cray, but
he kind of did some music, some criminal things in the White House. So I think
I'm convinced you didn't watch the show, which I know you didn't.
I did watch the show.
No, you didn't.
He went to a school and he had a friend that was, I believe, like the daughter of the president.
Nope.
He had a friend that was a girl, and there was a helicopter girl. Once.
You have such riveting details. So other way. So our first question here comes from Mikey B. Evan in a possum cage match. And honestly, if I could legally do that without PETA fighting me, probably would.
Oh my God.
Because I would just give the little possum some boxing gloves and I would go at it. I would make it fair. I would make it like five possums against me. With little tiny boxing gloves.
I have a way
gloves.
That we can do this.
Are we going to dress you up as a possum?
No, we're going to dress Thalia up as a possum and she gets to wail.
That's going to be fantastic. That is so cool. I didn't know we could do that on Instagram.
Okay.
Anyway, our next question here from HuggableBear305. Do you think Huggable Bear is huggable?
I'd like to think so.
I would think Huggable Bear is huggable, which is I want to see a true debate over the absolute worst games of all time. Do you have some in your noggin? I already have some in my noggin. We don't have to do it right now.
I'd have to think about it.
Yeah, we could save that for like a
what's
topic.
Your worst? Just a teaser. What's your worst?
Hmm? Worst. My worst game?
The worst game of all time.
Any game that you design.
Why?
I don't know. I just.
Fine. My worst game is Kingdom Hearts. You.
Okay, that's fine. That's a valid criticism. Also, you saying the curse word, but in very low voice, is still the same as saying
the curse word.
You know that,
I
right?
I cut it out.
Right?
I just say the... It's the emphasis. I'm keeping the emphasis.
I honestly don't think. I would have to think about it. Yeah. Sonic 06, the first thing I thought of.
Any Sonic game.
But I...
Every Sonic game.
Sega, he does not speak for the brand. We would have to
think
about it.
I'm willing to be convinced differently.
I think this next
with
challenge...
With a sponsorship.
I think this next challenge we should do, but only you should do it, which is the Tide Pod Challenge from Mr. Caserta.
No, I'm good. I like living.
You have grown. this next one here from the owner of this house. Tortilla Slap Challenge. I want to rock you so hard challenge. With the tortilla.
Okay.
I just want to just like...
Hey, pop! This is my one reminder that I'm doing every podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to slap you at one point this year.
Okay, but you also have to slap me with the same force. I literally did like a...
No. There are reverberations. That's two. There are reverberations that happen in this life.
Stop touching me.
Anyways. I'm not going to tell you when. It'll be when you least expect it.
A tortilla slap would be great.
I will tell you this. It is going to be with my left hand, which is my weaker hand.
Do you have pink eye?
No.
I got your pink eye right now.
I rubbed my eye and it
is
got...
the government poisoning you again?
No.
Like they did that one time?
No.
It makes me really...
It was Anthony. We talked about
it
this.
Also makes me really concerned that we just have like a half-eaten Oreo in between us right now. I don't know if we can... You're not eating the half-eaten Oreo.
Oh no.
Now you're definitely not eating the half-eaten Oreo. Stop throwing plates in my house. Anyway, tortilla slap would be amazing. This next one here from Evan. Here's a challenge that Dono guy should stop interrupting that handsome, cool guy. Fully agree, Evan. I don't know.
Here's
There's
a
so
challenge
many Evans in the world.
That Evan guy should have better opinions.
Hmm? You really want to go down this rabbit hole right now? You really want to do
yes.
this? You know what?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Let's go. 12 rounds. That's a lot of rounds.
Hey.
3 rounds.
Hey.
You and me.
Hey.
Boxing gloves.
Let's do it.
Who's your trainer? Pick Anthony.
My trainer.
Your actual trainer?
That I actually train boxing with.
Anthony's going to show me some moves.
Sure. This is going to happen. I'm telling you right now, it was my dream last year to get Evan to agree
You don't understand. First off, Listen, we're going to do this, right? Right?
Yeah.
We got to do it right.
Uh-huh.
If we're main event, we need the cards up to it. So we need to recruit other people. So here's mine, right? David and Sophie.
Yes.
Right off the bat.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like throw them in there.
I agree.
Beam Ogretop and Fernie. Because of that one time that she muted him on Fortnite, and I feel like there's resentment still there.
Oh my God, that would be perfect.
All right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right?
That's enough.
No. Let me cook. All right? I'm thinking of an equivalency. Oh, I got it. Loki versus Wanda.
Oh, Wanda wins.
Yeah.
Wanda wins that fight. Loki is a little worse. He's getting shaved.
I don't know why my brain processed as you saying he's getting laid.
No.
I was so not confused.
Anymore. Not anymore. He had kids and that was it. That was it. No, he's getting shaved.
And then
if you want, a picture will be posted on our Nerd Slice account that shows a shaved Huska pup.
And finally, yeah, look forward to that. And finally, I think the wild one, the last one, Aesthetica versus Traffic.
Traffic wins.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah. Speaking of Aesthetica, Aesthetica's question, or I guess answer to our question, is go on Tier Maker to find tiers on different topics. I think that'd be interesting. I think you and I will...
I think that's better as a special episode.
I agree. I also just remember the time of us doing Tier Maker on Discord and the absolute chaos that ensued. I don't think I have ever seen anyone scream as loud as anyone in my entire life.
No, I have.
Yeah?
You yelling when you died.
I don't want
to
talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Don't want to talk about it.
Sunshine.
I don't want to talk about it. Don't want to talk about it.
But to be fair, I punched my screen. So
you did punch your screen. So honestly, we both have anger issues.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't have them anymore.
Which is why the boxing match is gonna slap.
I got better.
What's gonna be your like intro song? Can you make it the Angry Birds?
Baby Shark.
Can you make it Angry Birds? No, make it Angry Bird noises.
No.
And it'll just be silence. And somewhere in the back of your screen here. We could also, if we want to put actual like fighters and like grapplers against each other so people can actually watch people fight, we can make Anthony versus George, who are like the two people that actually box and grapple.
What we do is we do the whole, like, all the cards and our main event, and like the main event needs to be us truly.
But you know what's gonna happen, right?
Okay, and then after that, we're like, thank you so much for watching. We're gonna now let two real people. For the people who like fighting.
And here's what's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to get in the ring. It's going to be super epic. We're going to have the cameras in on them, right? And as they're about to fight each other, they're just going to start making out.
And somewhere in the distance, our producer shed a tear.
And that's where we're going to leave this episode. If you guys haven't followed us yet, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Once again, you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Come on, we're posting much.
But, you know, we've been posting a lot of content. We got a lot of stuff planned out for this new year. Obviously, we took a much-needed break. But we're back on the grind.
We're back and we're better than
ever. Like we said earlier, I know those Wednesdays you guys looked forward to, but now change those Wednesdays to Mondays. All right?
Starting off that fresh week.
Not Fresh Prince.
Not Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
He slaps people. We don't.
That's exactly we're going to do in our boxing match. But you and I were doing it together. Catch you guys next time.
Why do you end every podcast with you trying to hit me?
Next time.
Goodbye.